Norman, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good to talk with you. You are representing the Downtown Coaches Club in their latest challenge?
That's correct.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong here, but they are being investigated by the NCAA and Michigan State?
I don't know anything about the NCAA.
Okay.
They did a compliance hearing with the state of Michigan, and Mr. Hollis, the athletic director, is just looking in some ways to make things work better in the future. I mean, this is an excellent organization, been around since the 50s, and just a lot of people giving, donating their time to MSU football. And unfortunately, in this situation, if they had had two accounts, one for raffles and one for an operating account, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Well, the Michigan Lottery Commission will suspend the MSU Football Booster Club, called the one that you are representing, the Downtown Coaches Club, for 1 year. Why are they doing that?
Due to the fact that when we met with them, we acknowledged the fact that they only had one account. For example, you cannot have a raffle account or a 50-50 account mixed in with an operating account, because what happened is, although we had more than enough money from what could have been an operating account to pay for anything, for example, if you would want to purchase a ticket for somebody, no matter what, even maybe a kid for school for something, honoring that person, that cannot come out of a raffle account. That must come out of an operating account. Since they were commingled, that caused the problem. We've now reorganized. We have the checks and balances. We've got the financial procedures and internal controls in place. And that's been presented to Mr. Hollis prior to, ironically, on the same day, Mr. Hollis in the morning had decided that he was not going to have any 50-50 raffles for the upcoming football season. And then in the afternoon, we were advised of the suspension of that license for 1 year, which would have the same effect.
Yeah, from what I understand, not only from you, but from the report released by the Michigan Lottery, the bookkeeping procedures, the way monies were spent, were just not clear. And now the Downtown Coaches Club hopes to get that cleared up.
We have cleared that up, and I don't anticipate any problems like that in the future. And it's unfortunate because, as I've indicated, the people that are there were not there trying to skim or take advantage or put money in their pocket. That has absolutely nothing to do with any of this. It just was it was just a poor way of doing business.
And from what I understand, the Downtown Coaches Club, their existence is in jeopardy because the university is considering handing over the types of duties that the Coaches Club had over to other university divisions. Is that true from what you know?
Well, I don't think the club is in jeopardy of operating. They actually can operate and continue. I think what Mr. Hollis is indicating is that he's looking at possibly, for example, maybe the Spartan Club handling the situation with monies. I don't know that he's going to end up doing that one way or another, especially after he sees what procedures and internal controls we put in place. But that's something that he's going to consider, and he's going to look at all aspects of it, to my understanding. But I don't see the club not existing or them taking the club over 100%. But we'll have to wait and see. He's working with us. We're working with him. We've met with him, and everything he's said or done, we're agreeable with.
So the raffle will be shut down for 1 year. Is the Downtown Coaches Club an entity that is supervised, that is an arm of the university?
No.
Okay. So
they're
it's
an independent organization.
Okay. All right. Well, Norm, we'll keep following this story. We appreciate your time.
Thank you very much for your courtesy.